Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
It's my great honor to bring the idea behind this sermon series to you this morning. Pastor Sheena will be the first out to share a message, and our title is A Month of Miracles. So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about miracles. Miracles as relatable as possible. Things that are real things that have happened, which could only be explained by the supernatural power of God Almighty. And we're really excited about this, Pastor Sheena. And it reminds me, before we get going here, that Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding, when he turned water into wine, something very plain and usual, into something that was literally supernatural. And at the end of that miracle, when everyone was blown away, like, who is this guy, Jesus? It says that this was the first in that place, Cana of Galilee. The town was Cana in the Galilee region. And this was the first of the signs, two things, which revealed the glory of Jesus Christ. And then secondly, it says that his disciples believed in him. Miracles have power to create faith where there was none. It's our hope that in this sermon series, that not only will we grow in the knowledge of God, but also we will experience the living God and what he wants to do. It's my privilege to sort of tee this up a little bit. Pastor Sheena is going to bring the first message and others, and I hope that you will take this ride with us over the next month, and let's pray together that God's going to do something, if not for me, if not for you, for someone else, but God's going to show up in grace. And whatever it is that you're believing for, we believe God answers prayers. So let's welcome my friend, the one and only, former NFL, former whoever he was, CIA, we don't know. He's a great man, my dear friend, Sheena Prater. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. And you're right. We are in a season right now where we are definitely in need of miracles. So many people out there that are going through difficult moments, difficult situations, even to the point where they're saying, man, God, if you don't move, I'm not going to make it. And so, yes, we are excited to be in a month of miracles, to be preaching on faith. And, you know, I'm really excited because in order to have a miracle, there needs to be some ingredients. There's some things that usually come out of our mouths, like words like no way. This is not going to happen. Or you get around people that are saying, that's crazy. Yeah, right. Or maybe this, man, that is impossible. But let me tell you today, there's a God that we serve that all things are possible to him who believe. If you have a Bible today, you can turn to the scripture verse in Genesis 22, 3 through 14. And just going to talk a little bit about Abraham. And my sermon title today is called Miracles in Motions. In order to have a miracle, you have to continue to move forward. You can't stay stagnant. You can't stay stuck. There are certain things that people encounter that keeps them from moving forward. The one thing that I've been around people is they come against the fear, and fear paralyzes us. It keeps us from doing what God has called us to do, from moving forward, from going from place to place and things of that nature. Another thing that people are that run into are doubt and unbelief. The battlefield is the mind. And so if you come against this spirit of doubt and unbelief, you'll see your breakthrough. You'll see your breakthrough like never before. The definition of a miracle, because you hear this word thrown around a lot. Oh, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Oh, I got this, piece of food. That's a miracle. I got cut in line and I got, that's not a miracle. A miracle is this. It says a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws, and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency, a divine agency. And you know, there's moments where our bank accounts, our titles, the people we know can't get us out of a situation. And as we talk about Abraham today, I want you to understand that this man was a man just like you and I. This man, yes, a wealthy businessman, but some of us out there may have not grown up in the church. This man was not a church man, but he encountered a living God. And this living God began to define and shape and mold him and began to call out the destiny and purpose that he's called and created to be and do. And so if you have your Bible, go to Genesis 22, 3 through 14. It says this: So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood from the burnt offering and rose and went to the place which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to this young man, Stay here with this donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come to you again. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took it in. He laid his hand in the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And he said to his father, Abraham, My father, he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? In verse 8, Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they came to the place in which God told him, Abraham built this altar where they laid wood in order to bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out of his hand, took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy, do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up to a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that name of that place, The Lord Will Provide. And to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. When you think about Abraham's life, Abraham didn't grow up in a home that was godly, if you will. Didn't know the true one and only living God. Matter of fact, he grew up in the Chaldeans. These people worship moon. They worship the moon. And here God encounters him and says to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 1, it tells him that, hey, if you are willing to take a step of faith and move out, it says this, I'll make you great in a nation and I'll bless you and I'll make your name great and you will be a blessing. Now, how could this be? Abram, meaning father, exalted father. And then his wife, Sarai, meaning princess. This woman and this man, old in years of age, not having children. And some people are looked down upon because of that. And here he comes and says, I'm going to make you a father of many nations, a father of multitudes. Then he tells him to get up and get out. Think about that, man. At this age of life, man, it's time to settle. It's time to kick back, man. It's time to go to Palm Springs. It's time to go to Arizona. It's time to go to Florida. It's time to relax. And he's telling him, no. It's time for you to get up and leave your father's house. This is all he's known. And, you know, as he picks up and he begins to move, and which we're going today, you have to move in order to get a miracle. And see, when God speaks, the first thing we have to understand is that, number one, is that we need to get hold of a promise. A promise. See, a promise is so important because a promise is an anchor to something to hold on to. And I'm reminded of a friend of mine back in Nashville was telling a story about when this flood swept through Nashville a couple months ago, and they found the body cam of a police officer. And this body cam, it shows the timing of how fast the flood came into this town. And during this time, you can hear over his body cam a person calling in on 911 to talk to an operator saying this, hey, I'm stuck in the middle of this area. And I don't know how long. I hear the flash flood warnings and all this stuff going on, but I don't know how long it's coming. And the lady said this. She said, sir, find something that is immovable and hold on to it. Find something that's immovable and hold on to it. And so what I'm saying to you today, in order to get a miracle, you need to get a hold of a promise from God, because the word of God will not return void. It will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. It is something that you can hold on to. You can hold on to God. When God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. The Bible says this in Titus 1:2. It says that he is a God that he cannot lie, that he cannot lie. Think about that. He can't lie. Hebrews 6:18 says, so God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence, and we can hold to the hope that lies before us. Lies before us, the great hope that lies before us. What are you hoping in today for your miracle? And he says, you're going to make you a father of many nations. And so here they are. They get up. They take their family. They take all that they know, and they begin to move. They begin to go in the direction that God called them to this new land. And, you know, along the way, things begin to happen. Doubt and unbelief begin to creep in. You know, doubt and unbelief are things that can kill a miracle. And so it's so important for you and I to understand, number two, is that we have to have patience in the silence. Patience in the silence and also in the chaos. Because a lot of things can be going on around you. And the first thing I always think about, man, is what's around me is people. Because people during this season, when you need a miracle, can pull you down or pull you up. You need to have people that are speaking life, people that can tell you to hold on, people that can tell you to keep moving, people that can say, hey, what do you need? People that will come alongside and pray and cry with you and encourage you to keep going. The Bible says this in Isaiah 40, 31, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. There's a lot of things that we have to do in order to receive this miracle is that we have to trust in God. Do you trust him today? Do you trust him when it's quiet? Do you trust him when things aren't going the way you want it to go? Do you trust him when all of a sudden you can see, man, my checkbook doesn't add up to the bills? Can you trust him when all of a sudden my wayward son or my wayward daughter is not there? And you know, I've been praying and I've been preaching and I've been giving all the words that I can to them, but for some reason they won't come back to the Lord. Can you trust them? Can you trust them in your marriage when things are teetering and things are getting rocky? Can you trust them? And can you trust them when things go quiet? When things go quiet. You know, it was almost 20 years in between the time that Joseph got the promise. From the time he sold his brother, sold him into slavery, to the time he became in charge, it was 20 years. Do you know, man, it was a long time from the time that David was anointed as a young kid, a teenager, before he became power and king. Sometimes there's blessing in the silence. Because when things get quiet, that's when we can hear a still small voice. When things get quiet, that's when we have that opportunity to draw near to him as he draws near to us. And what about the chaos? In the midst of the chaos, you know, it was chaotic for Abraham because now all of a sudden, man, what is going on here? God visits him again and says, you know what? I'm going to change your name. It's no longer just going to be Abram, but it's going to be Abraham, father of multitude, is your wife. Your name Sarah is going to be princess. But you know what? She's going to be the woman who is going to have that seed come through her, Isaac, that's going to have that lineage of the Messiah. And so it's really important for us to understand when there's chaos going around us, there's a greater opportunity for the breakthrough to happen. Chaos. There's power in the chaos. There's supernatural things that'll take care of the chaos. And in the chaos, we have to always remember this, is that the Holy Spirit is always at work. And so leading up to this point where Isaac is getting ready to be laid on the altar, a lot of things begin to take place. We have to realize that the Holy Spirit is always at work. Number three, we have to understand this. Look for the confirmation. Look for confirmation along the way. Look for God. I mean, you know what? I prayed and God answered. You know, sometimes it's step by step. Sometimes it's day by day as I'm moving forward in my miracle. You know, in the midst of all this, this situation breaks out with Hagar and breaks out with Sarai. And all of a sudden now this thought comes that, hey, go sleep with my maidservant. And sometimes we can get in the way of God. Instead of being patient and waiting, we can get ahead of God. Instead of waiting for the confirmation to go left instead of right, we can get ahead of God. And what I'm here to tell you is this, is don't get ahead of God. Be in lockstep with him. The Bible says this in Psalms 119, 105, that the word of God is like a lamp to my feet. What does that mean? You know, back then when they would be trying to get from place to place, they had this little lamp, and this little lamp was just enough to let them see, was just enough ahead of them. And sometimes it's all that we get. Maybe it's day by day, maybe it's week by week or month by month. But you know what? We have to keep moving forward. But we can't allow the enemy to derail us. We can't allow the enemy to get in and try to entice us and lure us off the path. And you know what happened here? He got off the path because he ended up sleeping with this woman, Hagar, and it caused strife in the marriage. And all of a sudden, now she needed to be kicked out. And man, what happened? I thought this was going to be the way that we're going to do it. You know, I remember this story. I needed a miracle. I was playing football, and I was in between seasons. And I was playing for one league and another and got released. And I had to try an opportunity to get in another league. And I had someone working for me to help me. And I needed a miracle because I needed to put food on the table. And the way I was doing that at the time was through sports. And I had someone working for me to help me get on these teams. And I felt that, man, they're taking too long. Man, I need God to move. God, you got to come through. And I got impatient. I didn't look for the signs. And yes, somebody had given me a word, man, there's a door that's going to open. And you're going to walk through it. And it's going to be come out for somewhere that you're least expecting. But I got ahead of God. And when you're in your miracle moment, when you need God to move, you can't get ahead of him. You can't play God. You got to let God be God. And man, I get on the phone and I start making calls. And this is back when cell phones were, you know, $20 a minute. You know, I'm being silly, but man, it's $20 a minute. And I'm on this call and I'm calling and all these teams and, you know, I'm exhausted because I felt like I've called everybody. And I remember waking up one morning and out of nowhere, this team calls me in the same region that I was calling that I didn't even know was there. And they asked me to sign it. So I get on the team and I'm, oh, God, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. I got on this team. And, you know, I get up there and all of a sudden here comes the phone bill. Now, the phone bill was just as much as my first paycheck. Think about that. Yes, I got the miracle, but also the consequences because I got ahead of God in the miracle. Don't get ahead of God. Be patient. Be patient in the chaos. And most of all, look for the confirmation. Look for the confirmation. Look and see what God is saying. Look what God is saying and doing. And so here it is, man. Abraham getting up early. He rises early and he goes. Why did he go? Because God had spoke to him. Why did he go? Because he believed that the God that gave him the son is the same God that could raise his son from the dead as well. And when you need a miracle, you have to be able to remember what the Lord your God has done. When Sarah and Abraham had this baby, they were in their, he was 100, she was 99. Could you imagine that? 199, a miraculous child has been born. You know how much faith, and this is a miracle. Only God could do this. And you remember the story, Sarah laughed. Sarah laughed, and one thing we can't do is we can't laugh and say, God, you can't do it. Remember who God is. God is the God that parted the Red Sea. God is the God that raises people from the dead. God is the God that spoke the world into existence by the breath of his mouth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we need a miracle, we got to remember the promises. When we need a miracle, we got to have the right people around us. When we need a miracle, we need to understand there is confirmation along the way. Man, follow God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Trust him. Trust him. And my last point is this, is be quick to obey and quick to celebrate. Man, it isn't when God spoke to Abraham to go, to leave his, he left. He didn't get up. He didn't, well, God, you know, let me think. When God spoke, he did it. He obeyed. He began the journey. When God would speak to Abraham, he'd always say, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go here. And on this day, he said, get up, get up. And go sacrifice. And you know, the last thing, one of the things I want to say also is that the Holy Spirit is always at work. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. God is always orchestrating some things. And as we take steps, he's taking steps. Could you imagine as they're taking steps up this mountain, on the other side of the mountain, it's going like this, that ram is going to meet them at the top of the hill. As he's going up to sacrifice his son, God's bringing the ram up on the other side of the hill. So by the time they get to the top, by the time he's taking this knife out, by the time he's getting ready to do the unthinkable, God speaks and says, stop. I know who you are. You're a man that obeys and you're a man that believes. Man, no way would I allow you to do this to something that I said I was going to do through this lineage. Go over there and get that ram out of the bush. And he says, man, I'm going to call this right here. The Lord will provide. And that's where we get Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides. And you know what? God is able to provide for you in any dark moment, even any dark situation of your life. The Bible says this in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. It says that if we obey the commandments of the Lord, there's blessings that come behind it. Will you obey when God speaks? The Bible says this in Romans 12, 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. When people are in need of a miracle and they get their breakthrough, they get their miracle, it's important for you and I to rejoice with them. It's important for you and I to rejoice. It's important for you and I to celebrate. It's important you and I to say, but if God can do it for you, God can do it for me. It's important to rejoice. And we think about those that are continue to echo into eternity, because your miracle is not just for you. Your miracle is for others. Remember, we're talking about a miracle in motion. We're talking about moving forward when things and obstacles are in front of us. Doubt and unbelief and fear and uncertainty. The naysayers, man, we have to push through that. And because Abraham and Sarah were able to push through the doubt, the unbelief, the fear, you know what? They made it in the book. They made it in the book. They're in the hall of faith. It says this about Sarah. It says this in Hebrews 11, 11. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. God is faithful. God is faithful. God will do exactly what he said he would do. And when you look back at Sarah, and you look back at Abraham's life, the age, the leaving of family and friends, the being in the places of isolation, the highs and the lows, they kept moving forward. If you need a miracle out there today, you too will have to keep moving forward. You're gonna have to press through what's being said and done through this Delta variant. You're gonna have to press through what's been done through this COVID situation. You're gonna have to press through the highs and lows of the economy. You're gonna have to press through the ups and downs of the politics. You're gonna have to press through to get a hold of your miracle. We're believing that this month will be a month that not only if God can do it for the people in this book, the Bible, God can do it in 2021 for those on the other side of the screen. And I don't know what you need in this season of your life. If you need a miracle, we want to stand with you all month long until we get the breakthrough. We want to stand with you all month long until you get the answer to your prayer. We want to stand with you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all the good that you've done and all the good you continue to do for us, with us, and through us. And, Lord, even the scripture verse that I promised, that I read earlier in Titus 1:2, that you're not a God that he shall lie. I would ask God in Jesus' name for those prophetic words that have been spoken over people. People would go back and remember it. They begin to declare it. They begin to speak it out of their mouth. They begin to remember exactly what it is the Lord spoke to them and hold on to that promise and not waver, not doubt, not have unbelief. Lord, break that spirit of fear. Break that spirit of doubt. Break that spirit of unbelief, that they may too see the miraculous power of God. Lord, I pray even in this hour that you remove people, the naysayers, the doubters, the haters, remove those people from their life, Lord, that they may experience the breakthrough and the miracle power of God in this season. Oh, Lord, I pray, Lord, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.